Call to order the September 23rd, 2019 meeting of the City of Washington Board of Public Works and Safety. Please let the record, show all members, yourself and Tim are here. First item is the minutes from the last meeting on September 9th. Any corrections to those?
I move we approve them as written.
Okay.
I'll second that.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Claims were submitted from the council. Any more, any further questions on those? I move they be approved.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, I had sent to you, as you all know, RTC Communications in Montgomery has announced that they're going to bring high-speed fiber internet to the city. They have proposed to provide a fiber ring to all city facilities and provide monthly internet service for us. And you have what their estimated cost for that would be. And then typically they would pay a rental attachment fee, an annual attachment fee to our poles for any place. They're going to bury the cables where they can, but where they can't, they're estimating they will need about 3,000 poles. New Wave currently pays us about $14 a year for that. If you offset that, the cost of the city, and the fees to the city are about an offset. And we're paying about $40,000 a year to New Wave for the fiber and internet that we have. We have a two-year contract with 2 years remaining on that contract. RTC has asked that they would be glad to provide us all of our service and a fiber ring to all of our facilities, including the pool, including the, well, they're all listed. They're all the facilities, including the water towers and everything, if we would not charge them that rental fee. David, I don't know if you looked at this. Do you have any, or Diane, you want to get any questions on it, or?
Just ask Randy real quick, what do we use that attachment fee for, anything?
To offset some of the costs when we got to do make readies and...
Is it very much, or?
Most of the time, no.
That was just a busy area.
What we would be giving up is we'd be giving up that, the electric department would be giving up that rental income. But in return, we would have no cost for the internet for the city offices, which isn't a bad trade-off, I don't think.
Well, I think there'd be some of that that we could use for some of the switches that we're trying to put up and things in our subs that we don't do now.
It would be a benefit to have them. Okay, I don't have a problem.
Okay. Could I have a motion then that we approve that arrangement?
So moved.
Okay.
Second that.
Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
I will get back with them and
Linda proceed. Kind of run in perpetuity, or is there any kind of duration?
Well, it's for what they put out here was 10 years.
10 years, okay.
So I guess, yeah, we can state that it's for 10 years. Mm-hmm. In 10 years, the technology is going to be completely different anyway.
Yes, exactly.
We'll have to come up with something new anyways, or maybe in less than 10. Okay, and then the final item on the agenda, if you remember back in July, I think, or sometime, trying to remember, Todd Fine was in here and talked about they wanted to redo the sidewalks there at First Baptist Church, and this is what that's for. Our estimated cost is just about $13,000. City's share, then if we split that with them for our part of our normal sidewalk replacement would be $66,28.29, and their cost would be $63,80.05. Do you have any problems with doing that? I mean, that's really just our regular cost share program.
That's fine.
So I would move that we approve that.
I'll second that.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. And do you have anything else for that?
I have
go to the order.
I have
David or Diane or
no.
Tim? Beth? Anyone else? Yeah.
Did you say your RTC contracts, I mean, your New Wave contracts end in this year?
2 years.
2 years, I mean.
2 years from now. We had a five-year, I think it was a five-year contract, and they wanted to renew it for 5 years. It came up like a month or 2 months ago, and I instructed Michael to tell him we only wanted to sign it for 2 years. Because, you know, it'll take a good part of the next year or 18 months for the RTC to get everything installed anyway. So the timing is probably going to work out real well.
Yeah, it will.
Is that right, Michael? You agree with all that? I didn't see you sitting there, I'm talking about you, and then you, I didn't say anything bad, so that's good. So, yeah, we'll get back to them and tell them we'll do it for, I mean, 10 years is the understanding, that's what they propose, so.
But that's, they take care of everything, too, the basics, so you want to.
And they'll supply all the equipment, right?
They'll supply all the switches.
Which we don't have now, I mean, New Wave.
New Wave does supplies and stuff, but it's pretty antiquated, pretty old. They put it in once about however many years ago, and never replaced it, so.
Yeah. I'm excited about RTCs being in town.
Gig internet, it's gig down, gig up, I mean.
That'd be more reliable.
Oh, I mean, yes. We still have, we'll still keep a failover, AT&T. We still have the smaller internet connection with AT&T, that's at the police department, because we have to have a failover.
Right. That's for your, something with the state, right?
Thanks for IDEX.
Yeah. And RTC itself has failed. I mean, they're having two routes in and out, so one connection goes down, they have a, everybody will have a backup, is what they're telling us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it said one went to Chicago, one went to North Carolina or somewhere, so. Okay, there's nothing else, I move we adjourn.
I'll second that.
Meeting adjourned. Thanks, everybody. Good. Yeah, you going Tennessee? Oh, that's right, you're Tennessee. We're doing New England.
Oh, I know that.